at the base of five rings. You know, like Musashi, the famous sword fighter, and that kind of thing. There's five of those puddles down here. That's why I call this one the base of five rings. I sold this one time. The guy took it, and man, hey, it went about 2 years. I never got my money. I finally was over his place and went, hey, man, I'm going to take this back. You know, oh, no, man. But look at this. This is kind of interesting. It looks like kind of another being coming into. This is what I see. I see kind of like a baby or something kind of. You know, and that's the way you travel in these guys. You see what I mean? You know, it doesn't have to be fixed or it doesn't have to be perfect.
Could be a duck.
Yeah, it could be.
Pretty cool. Yeah, this one seemed like a lot smoother than some of your stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them are easier to polish. But I got a sandblaster.
Bigger globules.
Yeah.
Than some of your stuff's super, you know, interesting.
Yeah. Well, and that's the difference. The difference is, see, the way this happens is you heat up a spot and you get it to puddle, and then you grab your bronze and you bring it in like this, and then it makes that puddle get bigger, right? That's the way I do all of these large ones. A lot of the other ones, like Woman and Kimono and that kind of thing, I've actually done more of a jewelry thing that I used to do a lot. You know, I would do different jewelry parts, and then I would piece it up on there to make it work. And then I'd have some other, you know, things and make it...